Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Canada's annual inflation rate grew a couple of ticks higher to 1.9% in August. Statistics Canada says there was some stubbornness at the gas pumps, with prices rising 1.4% month over month. But rising rents and mortgage interest costs remain the biggest factors pushing the annual inflation rate higher. Prime Minister Mark Carney is traveling to Mexico on Thursday to deepen ties with Canada's key trading partner. His office officially announced the trip today and confirmed Carney would meet with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum to talk security, infrastructure, investment, energy, and trade. It comes as both nations are being hit with U.S. tariffs. A small plane has crashed in Toronto. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada says three people were aboard the plane that landed just meters away from the goal on a sports pitch at a high school in the city's East End last night. No one was injured. Investigators with the safety board are looking into what exactly happened. Actor and Oscar-winning director Robert Redford has died at 89. His publicist said he died today in Utah, surrounded by loved ones, without giving a cause of death. Redford was one of the biggest stars of the 70s, with such films as The Candidate, All the President's Men, and The Way We Were. The Blue Jays look to tighten their grip on first place in the American League East when they continue their series with the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. And Canada's Ethan Katzberg won gold in men's hammer throw at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Clear skies tonight with fog patches developing overnight and a low of 10. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 28. The Humidex will feel like 32. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 27. Right now it's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver.